the 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Though their serpentine locomotion might be off-putting to some, when roundworms mate, they're surprisingly graceful. The roundworm is a nematode that lives in temperate soil environments. A simple animal with only about 300 neurons, the worm is a common model organism in biology laboratories. But its reproductive system is quite complex. The worm comes in two sexual forms, males and female hermaphrodites. The hermaphrodite form has two X chromosomes and bears most of the organs of a typical female. During her larval stage, she develops sperm first and then eggs. Hermaphrodite worms can produce about 300 offspring on their own. Male worms, meanwhile, have only one X chromosome and cannot reproduce without mating. Getting the girl isn't always easy, even for the early worm. Young hermaphrodites resist mating, and males that aren't successful will eventually move on. Yet given that females can fertilize themselves, why did males evolve at all? Well, the hermaphrodites can become inbred and accumulate harmful genetic mutations, so having mates to mate with keeps the gene pool diverse.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.